This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight, a John and Kate plus 8 star, 18 years old, and finally speaking out.
I just want to give my own word.
Colin Gosselin's first TV interview, opening up about mom Kate.
What was her reason for putting you in an institution?
And his emotional message to his estranged siblings.
You know, I love them to death. Sorry.
Then, how Jay Leno's return to stand-up came with even more troubles for the comedian.
Ooh, that's not what happened.
No.
Plus, J-Lo's romance reveals about her past with Ben.
I couldn't stop myself.
And Irene Cara remembered, the stars paying tribute to the Oscar-winning singer and actress.
Take your dreams and make it happen.
E.T. starts now.
Only one show has former reality star John and Kate Plus 8's Colin Gosselin, his first television interview. Welcome, everyone, to Entertainment Tonight.
You know, for years, Colin has been a mystery, hidden from the cameras, left out of family photos, labeled by many as a child struggling with issues. His mother, Kate, even stated in an interview that he had, quote, special needs. Well, now 18, Colin came to us because he wanted to set the record straight about who he is, what he has endured, and how he feels about his famous family.
I was in two different institutions. Scary place. I was actually 12 when I got admitted there, and then it was like I spent my 13th and 14th birthday there.
Why were you there? Because your dad said you shouldn't have been there.
You know, I came to the conclusion that everybody has their own agenda. You know, my mom had her own agenda. I don't know exactly what that was, but my agenda was to make it out on top of that tough spot.
At the time, Kate said Colin's institutionalization was due to, quote, special needs.
He's missing. Colin wasn't there. Each unique child is receiving exactly what they need.
Your mom said Colin has special needs. There's a fairly fluid diagnosis of what those needs are. It's not something that has only impacted me or him. Our entire family has been impacted. When you hear that, what do you think?
It's unfortunate that that's how my mom, you know, phrased me as a person. You know, I don't see those things, and I don't think anybody else sees those things. And I hope that if we met again one day, she would understand that, you know, it's not the case.
Colin told me he was finally able to leave the institution after writing John this gut-wrenching letter begging for help, quote, "You're my dad, my savior, please help me. I'm counting on you to get me out of here. Daddy, I love you."
You asked him for help to get you out of that place.
Right.
What was going on?
I was in a dark place mentally. I think being in a place like that does more damage than it helps you. So I was hopeless.
Colin moved in with his dad and twin sister Hannah. In 2018, John says he was granted temporary full custody.
Your mom didn't show up to the custody hearing. Did it bother you that she didn't show up?
It didn't really bother me. I mean, they just gave it to my dad, and, you know, she wasn't there to put her word in, so that's what happened.
Sadly, Colin's relationship with Kate and his six other siblings remains estranged, but he is hopeful that eventually it can be rebuilt.
If there's a message you could send to your mom, what would you say to her?
It's unfortunate that we didn't have a relationship, but I'm doing very well.
Do you get to talk to your other brothers and sisters?
No, I have not spoken with my siblings in probably like 5 or 6 years now, and it's tough.
Do you want to send a message to them? Because I'm sure they'll see this.
You know, I love them to death. You know, they're the only... Sorry.
No, I get it. There's nothing like the bond between brothers and sisters. There, you want to... Can somebody get a tissue real quick? Okay, grab a tissue.
Can you actually just re-ask the question?
Yeah, yeah. What would you like to say to your siblings?
I love them very much, and I really hope that, you know, one day when I have kids, that, you know, my kids will know their aunt and uncles.
Joe, let's talk about right now. What's in your future? What are you doing now?
Finishing high school, graduating. I've always wanted to be a Marine, so I think that's the next step.
Would you ever do reality TV again?
You know, I think, you know, I've become somewhat of a natural at it, so I think it'd be cool to kind of do it now.
Thank you so much.
What do you remember about doing the show?
Something that you never forget is like the presence of the cameras. Like, there's always cameras there. They're always on you.
Colin is stubborn, yet kind.
Fans watch Colin since he was 3 years old, growing up on TV. John and Kate Plus 8 was one of TLC's highest rated programs ever.
Can you stop breathing so loud, honey?
He's like...
It was such a phenomenon that in 2009, 10.6 million viewers tuned in to watch John and Kate's televised separation announcement.
Kate and I have decided to separate.
I'm not very fond of the idea, personally.
They don't speak now. Do you wish they could at least they would speak to each other?
If they had the capability of co-parenting, that would be nice, and do it for the sake of their kids.
If you guys hadn't done that reality show, do you think your family would be intact?
I definitely think they'd still be together, not for the show.
So John and Kate Plus 8 basically ruined your family?
I think so, in my opinion.
I was really surprised how mature and poised this young man is. And what's interesting is he just wants a relationship with his siblings. And you could see the hurt. When he began to cry, it was real.
Kevin, great interview. Really, really good interview. Okay, let's move on now to Jay Leno. 2 weeks after his vintage steam car exploded and set him on fire, a grateful Jay returns to the comedy stage.
Are you nervous?
No, we got 2 shows tonight, regular and extra crispy. Okay, thank you. Never thought of myself as a roast comic.
Thank you.
Jay was back in his element, cracking jokes about the frightening accident that left him with third-degree burns.
Stay away from the flaming hot Doritos. That's what caused all this.
The comedian's stand-up routine in Hermosa Beach lasted just over an hour.
How'd it feel?
Good, thanks.
Good.
You guys.
His burn scars were barely visible, and his comeback was pretty triumphant. Well, except for this.
Ooh.
Listen again.
Ooh.
Yep, that's the sound of the rear right tire on Jay's Tesla grazing the tire of a police car.
Jay, can I ask you something? On the way in, you hit a cop car. No damage on either car.
Well, I didn't really hit a cop.
No, there's no damage on your car or theirs.
See that? There you go.
It's like a miracle, again.
These are the two guys from Adam 12. They're not real cops.
They're not.
It's a remake of Adam 12. They were shooting.
Comedian Arsenio Hall, who opened for Leno, told ET after, Jay is an amazing guy. No comic would leave the Grossman Burn Center and do stand-up Sunday in Hermosa.
Yeah. Anything you want to say to the nurses and doctors?
Oh, no, they were great. They're really good.
Leno says he wants to throw a benefit to support burn victims who can't afford care.
Yeah. What gave me the strength to get up there again?
What gave me the strength?
Yeah,
there's no strength. You just tell stupid jokes. Thanks, you guys. See you later.
As Jay gets back on stage, J-Lo's returning to make music about Ben.
We decided we were going to be together forever.
This Is Me Now.
That's the title of Jennifer's follow-up album to This Is Me Then, which was released in 2002 during the Bennifer craze. 2 years later, they called it quits 4 days before their I Do's, and the music became triggering.
Dude, I wouldn't even perform these records. And it's funny, because when me and Ben got back together, he was like, you never performed the song.
Wow.
And I was like, you're right. I said, it was painful. I honestly felt like I was gonna die. And it sent me on a spiral for the next 18 years where I just couldn't get it right.
20 years later, the new Mrs. Affleck tells Apple Music's Zane Lowe she's all in on this redo.
Parts of it scare me. And I think parts of it scare Ben too. He's like, oh, do you really want to
because there must be all this stuff?
And I'm like, I don't know how else to do it, baby.
And from J-Lo's 14-year-old son, Max, asleep on her man's shoulder during a Thanksgiving weekend car trip, to her new track list filled with Affleck-inspired songs, Ben's influence is everywhere.
When he came back into my life, I felt so inspired and so overtaken with emotion that it is just pouring out of me.
Well, this couple, Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski, just made their first public appearance. That's the bundled up twosome beaming courtside at yesterday's New York Knicks game. The team's post basically made Pete and Emrata Insta official. Our source says it is casual, and the recently divorced 31-year-old model thinks he is a good rebound. How does Pete's ex feel? Quote, Kim is not bothered.
Also making headlines, Beyonce, who was the top winner at the Soul Train Awards. With 7 nominations, the 41-year-old maintained her Queen Bee status, taking home 3 awards for her work on Renaissance. You won't break my soul. Lizzo, Chris Brown, and Mary J. Blige were also winners, while Prince's proteges, Morris Day and The Time, were presented with the Legend Award.
I'm tired as hell from that one song.
The group that I signed to my label, first group that started Social Def, they're getting the Lady of Soul Award tonight. I always, you know, wanted to see this happen for Xscape, so I'm super proud of them.
We're working on a tour for next year. So that is the plan, to come to the fans and take it to the next level.
We caught up with the ladies of the hour, Xscape, exclusively backstage, where they told us they have a new Bravo reality show in the works with 90s girl group SWV.
The arguments are a little bit more passionate, and, you know, we really have a lot of history, and we grew up together. So anytime we have moments where we're not getting along, it's like, you know what I mean?
Let me tell you, it's going to be the number one show on the network.
Of course, the world of music and TV lost one of its greats over the weekend. Irene Cara, best known for her role as Coco Hernandez in Fame, passed away in her Florida home at the age of 63. The cause of death is yet to be determined, and a memorial for her fans will be planned at a future date.
Recognize your power. Take your dreams and make it happen.
From a visit at her apartment and getting ready backstage for a performance in 1993 to behind the scenes of her music video, E.T. has spent hours with Irene.
I don't stop till I win, period. You know, end of story.
E.T. also reunited the Fame cast in January.
Erica, what was it like stepping into that role? I mean, Irene Cara had built this thing into this monster.
I had deep respect for Irene from Sparkle. You know, that was like, yes. I loved her in that. So I had a lot of respect for her from the movie. I fell in love with that character.
Of course, Irene is also known for co-writing the theme from Flashdance. The hit song earned her a Grammy and an Oscar.
Thank you.
It's just magical.
What's that?
Magical.
Celebs like Mariah Carey and Debbie Allen paid tribute to the late star. Her Fame co-star Lee Careri tells E.T., I can definitely see her light up the sky. And Lenny Kravitz said, you inspired me more than you could ever know. You're going to live forever.
I just had the impact that I had, and I'm grateful for it. I know that being a part of projects like Fame and Flashdance really brought a new awakening to the performing arts.
We're hoping to be a role model and an inspiration to young little girls and young people around the world who are into the performing arts.
Thanks, E.T.
I mean, look, she will always be Sparkle to me, right?
Always and forever. Yes, indeed.
Let's not forget, she was just 13 when she was cast in that role, and she said she was so embarrassed when she had to kiss co-star Philip Michael Thomas.
I mean, the scene where they're singing together is one of my very favorite cinematic scenes ever in a movie.
Oh, no, you got the choreography down.
I love the movie so much. And we love her as well, absolutely. Well, let's move on now to mom-to-be Kaylee Cuoco, officially on Baby Bump Watch.
This is, like, very magical.
A pregnancy update from Kaylee and her boyfriend, Tom Pelfrey. Plus, Jesse James Decker accused of photoshopping six-packs onto her kids, what she's saying about the controversy.
You know what?
And Madonna's Thanksgiving, a rare photo with all six of her kids. Then, the new Yellowstone prequel, a 1923 sneak peek with Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford.
You attack my family, it's going to be the last thing you ever do.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Come on, cuteness. Kaylee Cuoco shared this sweet shot of Tom Pelfrey holding her baby bump. The mom-to-be also shared this shot of baby girl's first New York Giants jersey. Kaylee, sis, I gotta get that baby a Chiefs jersey, Kevin. Oh, and happy early birthday to Kaylee. She turns 37 on Wednesday.
All right, let's talk about a former New York Jet, Eric Decker, and his wife, mom of three, Jesse James Decker, whose latest vacation post has sparked big backlash. That's Jesse and Eric Decker's three little ones having a blast in Mexico, but their little six packs have some trolls saying Photoshop. One commenter said, "That doesn't look right. Sorry, not sorry." And Mama clapped back, "It's a sad world we live in today when having healthy, fit kids who are super active, play sports, build muscle naturally is weird." Vivi is a gymnast, Bubba plays football like daddy, and Forrest is giving baseball a try. A couple of the Deckers' famous friends offered their support. Her recent dancing partner, Alan Burstyn, joked, "How do they all have better bodies than me?"
An honorary Decker.
He is like a brother to me.
As for Madonna's holiday, she reunited with all six of her kids, now 10 to 26 years old.
We have many discussions about why we chose each other, like, why did their souls choose me? Why did my soul choose them?
Madonna, with her bleached eyebrows and black corset, captioned the rare family snapshots, "What I'm thankful for." I would love to be a fly on the wall during their Thanksgiving. All right, coming up, new Oscar slap fallout for Will Smith.
Oh, wow!
Hoping for a new career comeback, Will's new message to fans.
At this point, that's what I'm working for.
Then,
true love lasts a lifetime.
It's all that matters.
The Love Actually cast reunited 20 years later.
Love Actually is all around.
Which you never knew about the Christmas classic.
Did I say that?
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I completely understand that. If someone is not ready, I would absolutely respect that and allow them their space to not be ready.
It's been 8 months since the Oscar slap, and Will Smith totally gets it that some people won't want to go see him in his new film, Emancipation.
But they never, never break me.
The film, which is inspired by a true story, hits theaters December 2nd and Apple TV Plus December 9th. Will could actually get an Oscar nomination, even though he's banned from attending the ceremony for 10 years.
My deepest hope is that my actions don't penalize my team.
Slaves are free.
People definitely are allowed to feel how they feel. I am hearing, though, that this movie is phenomenal. Okay, let's move on now to an early Christmas gift for Love Actually fans everywhere. The star-studded holiday classic will celebrate its 20th anniversary next year, y'all. The cast looking back on this movie milestone, and it's awesome, actually.
Hello, Love.
Hi.
Happy to meet you.
Do you remember when you saw it all the way through for the first time and the first thing you thought?
It's quite kind of out there, isn't it? And then Hugh came up behind me as we were walking out and said, correct me if I'm wrong, but is that the most psychotic thing we've ever been in?
Did I say that?
It's carol singers.
That really is Andrew Lincoln's handwriting on those cards. That hat is covering a pimple on Keira Knightley's forehead. And as for Hugh Grant's dance scene that's now a viral sensation on TikTok, it almost didn't happen.
I saw it in the script and I thought, well, I'll hate doing that. I didn't fancy doing the dance at all, let alone rehearsing it.
He was grumpy, but he knew it was a contractual obligation.
I'm out of rhythm, by the way, especially at the beginning when I wiggle my arse. I will give myself this credit. It was my idea to have that, a secretary lady, catch me. Genius.
Nice. I was 10.
So where are they now? Scene stealer Olivia Olsen is now 30 and has released 3 albums. Thomas Brody Sangster most recently appeared in The Queen's Gambit.
Are the tickets paid for?
It's really quite cool and amazing.
Of course, E.T. was with the entire cast at the London premiere in 2003.
I think it's my first cutting-edge film.
Lots of laughs and extremely romantic, I should think.
It's a kind of feel-good Christmas escape film.
It's an irresistible movie, it just is.
Would you excuse me for 1 second?
Diane Sawyer's The Laughter and Secrets of Love Actually airs tomorrow on ABC.
Love Actually is all around.
All around?
Oh, dead.
Love Actually is always on my watch list. All right, coming up, 1923 or bust. New scenes from the newest Yellowstone prequel.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
We just kind of threw a whole new take on it, but it works.
Tomorrow on ET, Dolly Parton dishes on her New Year's co-hosting gig with goddaughter Miley.
Plus, our Alyssa Milano exclusive, the latest on the Who's the Boss reboot.
It is as progressive as it was then. It's going to be really great.
I'm just fascinated to see that.
There is more to life than what you're
I mean, you sing every... This woman can sing every theme song out there.
We leave you now with the first look at the new Yellowstone prequel, 1923. Can't wait for this. Mm-hmm. It stars Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren.
It premieres Sunday, December 18th on Paramount Plus. I will be watching. Good night, everybody.
You're going to sing the theme song, aren't you?
Yeah, okay.
Tell the world what happens when they cross me.
Greed will be the thing that kills us all.
You attack my family, it's going to be the last thing you ever do.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.